She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Hey guys, it's another week with our Mirror's Reflections with Andrea Jackson, a week before Thanksgiving. Oh my God, I can't believe it is a third week of November and a week away from Thanksgiving, where we are all going to be giving thanks with our family. And I just can't believe we're almost 6 weeks away of the end of 2019. I just can't believe how this year has flown by. We have so much to be grateful for. I just can't believe how the year is ending so quickly. There's so much I want to cover in this podcast, but I really want to dedicate this podcast today, this week, to sisterhood. And I really want to end 2019 to sisterhood. And the reason why I want to do this is because I can't bring in 2020 with this on my chest, with this on my mind. It's been weighing heavy, 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 heavy on my mind, on my heart. And I haven't been steady. I haven't been still. I've been very uneasy lately. And I feel I've been uneasy and unsteady because I have to be transparent with my audience, with my friends, with what's been on my mind. And what's been on my mind is that we as Black women are not doing right by each other. Yes, I said it, and I'm going to say it again. We, as Black women, are not doing right by each other. In my 43 years, I have seen it decade after decade after decade. It's few in between that do right by each other. And it's way too many of us that we are not, it's not enough of us not doing right by each other. And for the sake of me, I can't understand why. It's way too much of us. And I don't understand why we don't do right by each other. And we're out here expecting others who don't look like us to do right by each other. I don't get it. And it boggles my mind. And I have a daughter that's 23 years old, a college graduate, who's experiencing the same thing by her own, who experienced the same thing by her own in high school and in college. And why is that? I'm asking myself. Why is it that we feel that we should be the only one that should be the golden child? Why don't, when we see another woman that comes along who's educated, that has just as much accolades, that speaks just as well, that can sit on the boards just like you can, that can stand on a stage just like you can, that can sell the books just like you can, and do everything just like you can, why can't we lift her up? Why can't we stand side by side? Why do we want to tear her down? Why do we want to not help her? Why do we do this to each other? I don't want to hear it that we don't do that. You're full of shit. And I'm calling you all out. Because I'm not going to be the black woman that sit here and say that we're all kumbaya, because we're not. My daughter's in a whole nother generation from me, and it's happening to her. And it has happened to me. And I'm seeing it is happening to other sisters that stand right by me. I'm seeing it's happening to them. And my question is, why? We talk about what white people is doing to us. I see what we're doing to each other, and I don't understand why it's happening. And it's frustrating. It's enough room for all of us. I did a podcast about this a season ago. Why do you feel like you need to be the only one on the stage? Why do you feel like you need to be the only one in the boys' club? Do you not realize that if we all band together, we could be our own investors, investing in our own businesses, and that we would not have to call upon men to invest in our own businesses? We could do it ourselves if we teamed up together? Do you not understand that? How powerful that is? Do you not realize that men are so powerful because they stand as one? And the reason why we're not as powerful because we don't stand as one? Do you not get that in your heads? Do you not see that? Are you so blind or self-absorbed? Or you're letting that narcissism get to you so much that you think you are so beautiful, that you are so brilliant, that you're the only one who went to the most successful school by yourself. Nobody else went there but you. That you could stand on that stage alone? That no one else paved the way for you to get there? Really? That you would rather kick your sister off the doggone ladder so you could get there first? Although there was a sister that grabbed your hand for you to get up on that ladder. I don't understand a lot. Not some, a lot of you black women. I don't understand you. I see you, I watch you, I hear you. And I'm hurt by you. I'm hurt by you. Because I myself, and I could say this, have helped a lot of black women. Whether it's financially, it's writing letters, it's helping with their children, it's helping with their husbands, whether their husbands are sick, they need babysitting, they need help financially. I show up and I show out for my black sisters because I'm black and I was raised by a black mother who raised six kids. had 6 children, a single mom, and had to raise 2 more when my sister killed herself. So I feel a certain way when it comes to black women, because my mother is black and I'm black. So when my black sisters turn to me and they say they need me, it's very hard for me to say no. And when my sisters call me and they need for me to listen, whether I am at my office and my place of work, it's hard for me to say no. Even when I know deep down in my heart some of you wouldn't do it for me, I still do it. So it hurts me when I see how some of you do me and a lot of other women. It hurts me to my core. It hurts me to my belly. Because I know the sacrifices our ancestors made for us. That you would turn around and you would do your sisters that way. A lot of you are standing up on those stages and you are talking that stuff, but you are not walking it when people are not watching. I don't need to call your names, because when you look at your reflection in the mirror, you know who I'm talking about. I don't need to shame you. Your reflection is enough. We need to have conferences instead of these conferences about showboating your accolades and your Instagram and your Twitter and your Facebook. We need to have conferences on how we could do better by our sisters. We need to have conferences on examples on how we shit on each other and how we shouldn't do it. And how we could do better. That's what we should be doing. Because that's how we're going to get better. That's how we're going to do better by each other. By examples. By sitting down and freaking ripping off the damn band-aids. Showing the scabs. Showing the blood. Showing examples of what hurt us, how we have hurt each other, and how we can stop it. Because we are repeating the same behaviors, the same cycles, and we're not doing anything different. How could you expect change when you're doing the same thing over and over and over again? We are starting businesses. We're taking money from each other. Not giving the services. Not treating each other right. Driving our expensive cars. Having our expensive houses. While we're stealing from our friends. How could you look at yourself? How could you look at your reflection? How could you look at your kids? I keep telling you. The world is circled for a reason. What comes around is going to come right back around to your offspring. You can't do this to your own and think it ain't going to come back around. I'm not here to preach to you. I'm here to just tell you what it is. You expecting the outsiders to treat us different. How the hell it ain't going to treat us different when you treating your own the same damn way? It's not going to happen. If you want someone to treat you different, treat your own different. Change start with us. If you want change, you be the change. And then change will happen. I'm tired of it. I've watched friends cry. I have watched myself cry. I'm one of the most giving people out there and I've been hurt over and over again. And I don't give because I want to pitter patter or tap on the back. I don't give a damn about money. Anybody who know me know I don't care. The more I give, the more I get. I'm not looking for that. But what I am looking for is when you see the next person, look out for the next person. That's what I'm looking for you to do. And when I see you don't do that, it hurts. Because then you're a taker and you just keep taking. There's a matter of time. Your taking is going to run out. Just a matter of time. When you tell your story, make sure your story is authentic. Tell your story and how your come up was. Tell them how you really came up. It doesn't matter. You was locked up. However you came up. You stole. You had a sugar daddy. Whatever your come up story was. Tell them how your come up story was. Don't sell little girls and little boys a lie. Tell them your truth. It's important that people know your truth so that they can learn. That's the only way people can grow and really appreciate your story when they know your authentic truth. We all could sell a lie. We all could sell a dream only because it sounds good. For me, I think a story only can move you when it's the truth. I don't give a damn what a story looks like, because you could doll it up, package it up, wrap it in a bow. I see a box, a bow with sparkles, and it looks nice. I don't really care what it looks like. I want to know what's in the box. I want to know what's in the box. I want to know the journey. Because at the end of the day, that's where the inspiration comes from. I never needed to look at other people's stories to be inspired. Because my mother's story inspired me the most. My mother was my hero. Although she was a cleaning lady, she inspired me. Working in Trump Towers as a cleaning lady inspired me. Going back to college at 48 to become a nurse with six kids and raising my sister's two children inspired me that no matter what, I could do anything. The sky had no limit. I could do anything, and I did it. I hung out with so many women that told me I work at Vibe Magazine and I met this person and that person. And Andrea, all she does is get coffee all day. Mm-hmm. I sure did. See, people will judge you, will come to their own assumptions. I've never cared about what people thought about what I did for a living. Because I never allowed what I did for a living to define who Andrea P. Jackson was. Because I watched my mother go to Balducci's to get our meats to eat for a living. And she was the cleaning lady in the Trump Towers, and that never defined her. So I never followed these women and paid attention to where they worked. And who their friends were, and where they dined, and where they partied. Because they allowed those things to define them. And at the end of the day, when they looked in the mirror, they didn't even know who they were. And these were black women that were telling me that all I did was get coffee all day. Little do they know what I really did for a living. And the power that I really held in my hands. Where my kids were going to school, where I was sending them to school to get educated. where my kids were traveling the world, languages they were speaking, because they didn't know. I wanted my children to be better than me, to be world travelers, to learn more languages than me. Our people have to do better by each other. Sometimes we are our worst enemies. You know why? Because we are not secure with ourselves. And if I was not secure with who I was, I would have allowed my own people to break me down. But thanks to the foundation that my mother built, I could not be broken. And thanks to the foundation I built for my daughter and my son, they could not be broken. My black sisters, I'm talking to you. You have to do better to your sisters. We are held accountable to what we say to each other in our circles, behind closed doors, in our cars, on the telephones, at our galas, at our events. Because what we project onto others is what we really feel about ourselves. When we say, don't give her a slot, don't give her a space, it's because that's your own insecurities about what you feel about yourself. You're threatened. And then you have to ask yourself, well, why am I threatened by that sister? Why wouldn't I want to give her a spot? Why wouldn't I want to give her a seat at that table? Why wouldn't I want to just slide right on over and give her a seat? Just like those good old men do when they're in the boardroom. They just slide right on over and give them a seat. Why wouldn't you do the same old thing? Insecurity is very powerful when you don't love that reflection in the mirror. That's why therapy, I'm all for it. I've been going for a very, very long time. And I will continue to go until the day I die. It's important to love your reflection. And a lot of us is out here in these streets and have never gone a day of therapy in our lives. And we don't think we need it. And we are out here feeding each other poison. Poison. There's a lot of issues going on here. And we really need to set up some conferences for our ish. And we really need to sit down and talk about our stuff amongst ourselves and work it out. And it should be quarterly. There's four quarters in a year. It should be every quarter. And we need to talk about it. Now, y'all can sit here and say, well, who the hell does she think she is? You can feel whatever the hell you want to feel. I've been to enough damn galas and damn events to know that y'all talk about it amongst yourselves. And I've seen a lot of sisters have this conversation. And I've heard about it. So I'm talking about it. And I've seen a lot of doors slammed in many sisters' faces, whether it's for talk shows, awards, whatever. And I decided to do a podcast on it because enough is enough. I'm talking about it because it needs to be said. And I'm saying it. We need to clean our house. Forget about everybody else's house. We need to clean our shit and really clean it. Because if we really cleaned our house and we really dealt with our stuff, And we really empowered ourselves and our sisters and welcomed each other with open arms. You know how powerful we would be? Guess what? I'm in my prime. I'm not going to be here forever. But I'll be damned that the youngins coming in will be coming in with the same damn mentality that my generation has. I would be damned. It's pathetic. And I'm over it. This is what is going on in the sisterhood. The sisterhood is what they call it. This is what's going on. And this is what I've been dealing with. You know, and I could give you a host of things that I've been dealing with. But I'm not here to call people out. This is not the point of my podcast, and this is not where I'm going with it. The point is I can give you hundreds of examples. But all I'm saying is I'm not the only woman who has gone through this. Thousands of black women has gone through this. I'm sure, because I've had conversations about this over and over and over and over again, and I decided to do a podcast on it. And I'm tired. I'm exhausted of having this conversation. And I'm ready to do something on a bigger spectrum on this conversation. We need to do better by each other. We are the only people that's on each other's necks that don't stand as one. No matter what. Every other culture will have each other's backs except us. Why? Okay. I understand. Everybody's about, well, we were slaves. Listen, I don't want to talk about that mentality, because no one here on this God of good earth right now, this moment, was back picking no damn cotton. Okay? I don't want to hear about it. All right? I don't. I really don't. Okay? My grandmother's great uncle is Marcus Garvey. So I don't want to hear nothing about that. It's time to change your mindset and make change and break the chains. It's time. We need to change our mindset and let's break the change. Break it. Let's change our mindsets. Let's do something different. Let's stop being so self-absorbed. Let's stop being narcissists. Let's stop making it all about us. Let's look at the bigger picture. We're not going to be here forever. Let's leave the world and our black girls in a better place. Please, let's not leave them in this space. Let's leave them stronger, wiser, and with a team mentality and unity. Please, let's do something different. I beg of you. Let's not use each other. Let's not be on the rise, climbing up the ladder and kicking the sister off to get to the top. Because honey, if you are that sister kicking a sister off the ladder, trust me, honey, when you get to the top of that ladder, your fall is going to be so hard, honey. I can't even tell you how hard that fall is going to be. It's going to be hard. Because the world is circle for a reason. And what comes around, honey, it's going to come right back around. I know. You know why? Because this woman I met, right? Let me just tell you about her real quick. Her name is Karma. Yeah, Karma. And she's the biggest bitch I ever met. I met her a few times. And she's bit me a few times. And let me tell you, when that beating came for me, I just had to take it like a champ. And ain't nobody no damn different. That's how I know. This world is circle for a reason. So when it come around, just take your beatings like a champ, like I did. Just handle it. Just take it. Because you want to get it. When you give it, you going to get it back. And that's for everybody. I'm no different. I've gotten mine. and I just got to take it. So when you give it to others, you just know you're going to get it back. When you think you are taken from your sister, think about it and pray on it. Is it the right thing to do? Your blessings will be tenfold if you do the right thing. Trust me. When you look at your sister, know this one thing. She is just like you. She has struggled like you. She has suffered like you. She's worked hard just like you did. Don't let that door slam by the hands of your hands. We have to do better by each other. I had to do this podcast. It was not easy for me to do this podcast. I have been freaking hurt by Black women. I have always been searching for sisterhood by Black women. I have. I will be honest to you. I adore Black women. I look up to Black women. I love Black women. But I have been hurt the most by Black women. I've been betrayed the most by Black women. That's the truth of the matter. Okay? But I still love them because the truth of the matter is I'm a Black woman and my mother's Black, and that ain't never going to change. It's just never going to change. I just have learned that these conversations have to be had. We have to be honest with these conversations, and we just have to keep having them over and over and over again. And I'm not going to stop having these conversations. I'm not going to stop having these podcasts. I'm going to keep doing them over and over again. And I'm going to start doing them on a bigger spectrum. It's not only going to be podcasts. I'm not going to stop here. I'm going to go beyond podcast. You hear me? It's going to be on a broader spectrum. Because it has to be if I want change to happen for the next generation. Thank you for joining our Mirrors Reflections.